All right, 1380 WPHM. Mondays at this time, we like to highlight Michigan businesses, Michigan companies, Michigan organizations. You know, if you've seen one of those great Don't Stop Believin' hoodies or T-shirts for our beloved Detroit Lions, you can thank the likes of Inc. Detroit. Paul Marcial is the founder of Inc. Detroit. He's on the line with us right now. Paul, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. How are you?
I'm doing well, thanks. Take us back to the beginning of Inc. Detroit. How'd this all start?
Well, it started in, around 2003 in the basement of a rental house in Royal Oak. Myself and two of my roommates, just, you know, young 20-somethings hanging out, coming up with goofy ideas and thought we had, you know, million-dollar ideas for T-shirts. And we bought a cheap press, four-color screen printing press off of eBay and set up shop in our basement. And it was kind of a hobby at first, and we were just kind of messing around. We started, you know, approaching stores to carry some of our goofy ideas, and We were originally doing shirts that said Diva with an old English D, and
love
then
it.
I Love Detroit shirt and a couple others. And we all had jobs at that time, and you know, it wasn't really that serious, and we were just kind of playing around. And then my roommates had moved on to their careers, and I was a landscape designer at the time, and I thought there was potential for it, and we started getting our stuff into some stores, and I just needed a business partner. I had all the creative, being a graphic designer, and I partnered up with a friend a couple years later, Steve Mansour, who had a background in retail, and we teamed up, and we started, you know, we both had jobs at the time, but we kept it our side hustle for probably about 6 years or so. And then we started getting some major wholesale orders, and my partner Steve actually quit his job first. And 2 years later, I left the landscape industry, and we went full time into it. So we finally incorporated Inc. Detroit in 2005. And we've been pushing along ever since. I'm constantly growing, getting more accounts. We also do custom printing, so that's been a good supplement besides our wholesale and retail online sales.
That is the kind of made in Michigan story I love to hear. I mean, it took a lot of persistence, a lot of grit, but you knew that you had something, didn't you?
Yeah, we did. And, you know, it was a hustle, and you really, you know, got to go knocking on doors and, you know, showing people, you know, stores, what you have, and you know, how the clever, you know, ideas and graphics that we had to sell, and people really liked them. And then we, you know, we did a lot of events and festivals around the Metro Detroit area. And, that was a gateway into a lot of stores too, because, a lot of retailers go to those events, and that's how we picked up the majority of our wholesale accounts, was, you know, doing these events around Michigan.
I think the one that resonates the most, especially people up here, I love the Detroitish T-shirts. The term Detroitish, I think, is great, because, look, everybody in Southeast Michigan, I think everybody across the state of Michigan has some love for Detroit. We don't live in Detroit, but we sure love Detroit. We love the teams. We love to visit. We love to come down to shows. So we are Detroitish, right?
For sure. I mean, us being from just outside the suburbs, you know, Royal Oak, our current location is in Hazel Park. We're on 9 miles, so we're just at the Detroit border. And, you know, we used to get a little flack that we weren't, you know, operating in Detroit.
Not keeping it real. Yeah.
That's where I came up with Detroitish. I said, you know, I'm born in Detroit. My whole family, you know, came from Detroit and all, you know, lived there. And I know its history. I mean, my great-grandfather was a cement mason and, you know, paved half the streets, you know, downtown. And so I've always, had an admiration for the city and its history and its culture, and you know that brought it about. And then Detroitish was just, you know, people go out of town, they ask where you're from. You know, I'm not going to tell, you know, you tell them Royal Oak, Sterling Heights, Madison Heights. They're not going to know where that is. You know, you're a hop, skip, and a jump from Detroit. Mm-hmm. You tell them you're that's where you're from, but you're really just, you're Detroitish.
Absolutely. And it's funny because you tell people that you're from Detroit or Detroit-ish, and their ears kind of perk up. Oh, it's interesting. I think people love Detroit. I think especially one of the reasons people have loved the Lions so much this past year, even outside Detroit, is because there's just this curiosity, like, oh, this poor Lions team, when are they going to finally pull it together? What is it about Lions fans? It's that persistence, right? It's that that grit, like Coach said.
Oh, they're diehard. I mean, it's amazing with, you know, the record, the terrible record mm-hmm. they've had over the years, but the persistence of the fans that they love the team. They're waiting for that comeback, and they got a nice little taste of it this year. And you know, and we've been waiting for that comeback story. That's why we put out, you know, that at every sporting event you go to, you hear the Journey song, "Don't Stop
right.
Believing."
Yep.
And South Detroit along with it, which there is no South Detroit. Right. Anyone in the Metro Detroit area knows we got the East Side, we got the West Side, the North End. And there's no real South Detroit. Any further south than you hit Windsor, Ontario.
Which you have a design so for that too, yeah.
Yes, we do. It goes hand in hand. So we got Don't Stop Believing. We got South Detroit, and you know, for the Lions fans, and amazingly, you know, we sell a lot. We're at Eastern Market, downtown Detroit, Sundays over the summer, and we get a lot of people from Windsor that come over, and they love that shirt. They die for it because they consider themselves Detroiters too. I mean,
sure.
they come here, they hang out here, they go out to eat, they shop. You know, we even our store in Hazel Park, we get people that come over from Windsor and come to our store here in Hazel Park all the time.
That is fantastic. How'd you guys do during the pandemic? How'd things go for you over these last couple, 3 years?
You know, it was really scary. We didn't know what was going to happen, and we kind of had to make a shift in our business and really push the online sales. And we did a lot of in-house tie-dye work, so we took a lot of our existing blanks, and we did, it's called reverse dye, so basically you're just bleaching out colored shirts. And, you know, I would bring them home, and I'd spread them out on tables in my driveway, and I'd rubber band them and crinkle them all up and spray them, and tie-dye was really hot at that time. And we were blowing through them. We could not keep them in. You know, it was amazing. We did curbside pickup here at our shop. You know, people would order and drive up and get them. And then a couple stores were doing videos where they were advertising our tie-dye shirts, and they were getting curbside pickup orders. So we had a handful of stores that were doing the same thing, and it really kept us afloat through that whole season. And, you know, the checks that people got, you know, those stimulus checks kind of helped too for those
sure.
online sales. So people got that little extra income and were able to help, you know, support small businesses like ours.
Yeah. Yeah. Kept the economy going. No doubt. What's your top seller? What's your best selling design or logo or phrase? What's the one that people keep telling?
Detroitish. Mm-hmm. Detroitish has been our bread and butter for quite a few years now. I mean, I came up with that one in 2012, and it's been selling very well ever since. The Don't Stop Believing, we do a Don't Stop Believing 1957 for the Lions, like we were just talked about. Mm-hmm. And then we do a 1984 version for the Tigers. And then we have a design called the Motor City Kitty, which we came up with some artwork of a very retro-looking cartoon-style tiger with a hat with an Old English D on it, and it just says Motor City. And that one has been very popular, too. And it's kind of that old retro artwork,
yeah.
Like a I want to say it's a cross between like Looney Tunes and Disney old style animation, like Tiger. And that's that. And people actually think like that was an old logo that the Tigers used at some time. And I'm glad, you know, that's, I'm like, but that's something we came up with. You know, we had that drawn out and made it right here in our shop.
Yeah, that is cool. You'll see a lot of those at Comerica Park, I'm sure, this summer, which can't come soon enough. Ink Detroit, the website, inkdetroit.com, best place for people to go?
Yes, absolutely. And you can download our app as well in the App Store and get 15% off your first order. Or if you just go to our website and you sign up for our mailing list, you'll be first to know about, you know, new products that come out and discounts.
All right, fantastic. We're all Detroitish, thanks to Ink Detroit. Paul, great talking to you. Thanks so much for sharing your story with us today.
Thank you, Paul.
1380 WPHM in Port Huron. Check them out, Ink Detroit, inkdetroit.com, the website, or download their app. They do have some really cool designs. It's our Made in Michigan Monday on WPHM.